Now, a special edition of Georgia Poll on Radio. We throw it over to the publisher of GeorgiaPoll.com. That is Charlie Harper.
And I'm going to probably throw it right back at you, because while you're safe from having to say February, once a week, I still know you get tripped up on Wednesday. And so, you know, I just want to, you know, make, oh, we got applause going on. Thank you, Alfred Romero. I just, you know, I do this for the applause. And so even if it's fake and pre-recorded, I will take every bit of it, because really my self-esteem is so fragile that I can't really express my opinions unless I know that someone somewhere is applauding me.
Well, you do have something in common then with Lady Gaga. You do it for the applause.
That, it, never mind. It's a room. Anyway, not going there. That's that other station across the hall. But at any rate, I'm sorry. I'm looking at my phone. I've got phone calls coming in from my friends that apparently don't know about Georgia Poll on Radio being Thursday this week. And we are so excited to be here. I have John Richards in studio with me, our editor at GeorgiaPoll.com. And Sully is going to hang with us for the first segment, because one of the beautiful things about having this on Thursday is that I tend to actually block out every Friday morning to plan the radio show. And I blocked out tomorrow morning to plan today's show. And so then realizing, oh, yes, that's right. This is the week that Sully will be in Smyrna tomorrow at the Englishman.
That's right. Come on, you Tottenham Hotspur. We're going to go out to Englishman's Furniture.
I then started planning today's show, and we've planned three great segments for you, and this is the fourth one. And so,
okay.
let's tell you what we're going to do. John and I are actually going to talk about one of the things that Georgia has done from an economic development standpoint that really actually is the something that brings in everyday Georgians that don't really care about politics, but what we've done to build a film industry here and move movie production here that has actually made California not only take notice, they're both simultaneously jealous and scared of us. So we'll be chatting about some of the things. John wrote a piece on Georgia Poll about that in the second segment. Third segment, we're going to have one of the Capitol reporters that John literally sits next to most days when they're actually seated in the House gallery. But Aaron
Unless
Shinen,
it's Christina. Sometimes I sit next to her.
That's what I was going to say. You do wander over to the Senate once in a while. But on the House side, Aaron Shinen, from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, is going to call in, because he's actually been traveling with a lot of the presidential campaign, spent a good bit of time in South Carolina. So as we prepare for the Georgia primary on next Tuesday, then a little bit of his perspective of what he's seen going out and really getting amongst a lot of grassroots voters and talking to people of all camps. So it's an opportunity for us at Georgia Poll to expand our own viewpoint and get to someone that's kind of tried to get outside the political class bubble, if you will, which a lot of our folks do, but we're still, we admit, we're kind of, we lean to insider crowd, and I just want to make sure I get somebody's second perspective. So Aaron Shinen's going to call in with a little bit of that for us. And then in the last segment, John and I are going to break it down, and we'll just get to that usual presidential politics part. But for the few minutes we have before we get into that first segment, that I just talked about with a film credit, John, let's talk about the other bills that are going through real quick. And we've had Stefan in here a good bit. Unfortunately, he had to fly out of town unexpectedly, so we won't have the Democratic response about this week in Hillary's coronation. But RFRA is the two thing. I've generally left that to y'all. It's not something that I've gotten terribly involved with, because I haven't really seen an end game there. And as I've said kind of bluntly on the radio a few times, I really believe you've got two groups almost holding the business community hostage in the middle. But I do sense that it's actually getting serious to the point people are, the people at the Capitol that don't want this just as an issue and aren't using it to get on the news, but actually would like to figure out how to get a bill that passes that is pleasing to the largest number of Georgians and offensive to the least number, and ultimately gets the business community out of the middle of being held hostage from both sides. It seems like we're actually at a point it's kind of gotten quiet, and that tells me that quiet on the outside. There's not been a lot of new stuff, but I sense there's a little bit of movement towards both the House and Senate and the governor coming together and trying to figure out how to get on the same page that's the best for all Georgians, that protects the rights of all Georgians. Anything you want to kind of throw in there on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're basically right there. The of course, the Senate bill or the Senate debate when they added the First Amendment Defense Act to the Pastor Protection Act was last Friday. And, of course, that ended. Everybody went home, thought about it over the weekend. And Monday or Tuesday, the Speaker had a press availability and said, you know, we're going to take some time to figure this thing out. that they're not worried about getting this done. I really think that they're not even going to pay any attention to this, at least publicly at all, until both after crossover day, which is Monday, and then after after the Georgia presidential primary, which is on Tuesday. There's talk of what could they do that could range from stripping back out VADA and sending the Pastor Protection Act back plain to the Senate and let them decide if they want that or nothing. There's talk of possibly trying to figure out how could you work a Religious Freedom Restoration Act instead of FATA. And there's talk of maybe modifying the FATA somehow so it would only include nonprofits and would take all the for-profit companies out of this definition of a faith-based organization. So there, those are some of the things. I think the governor's office speaking up on Monday, when they did the Governor Deal in a press conference, was asked by Greg Bluestein with the AJC kind of what his opinion was. And the governor said, you know, I'm concerned. I'm looking at it. Changes are being made. And that's about all we got out of him. But the governor's attention, I think, it means a big deal.
One other issue that was getting a lot of press, and I frankly, I'm throwing a curveball at you because I'm not sure you've checked on this one lately, but the brunch bill, one that's near and dear to Sully's heart of when can you drink on Sunday morning while you're eating brunch at a restaurant. Can you tell me where that is? Do you know where that is? Are you following
it? I've not been
okay.
Following.
Sorry, made you throw your curve without.
There are so many bills out there. Ask me about transit North Fulton. What about transit North Fulton?
We have a minute and a half left. Solve the MARTA problem and how we're going to fund transit North Fulton.
Sure, we've got.
I've heard some things on it, but I'm interested what you're hearing.
We've got a bill from Senator Brandon Beach that would essentially add a 1/2 penny sale. Would allow a referendum on a 1/2 penny sales tax. In both Fulton and DeKalb counties, and if both of those counties were to vote for it, you'd end up with, I think, four additional light rail or heavy rail stations going up to Windward along Georgia 400, light rail between Emory and Lindbergh, and a line of heavy rail and bus rapid transit going out to Stonecrest Mall. Right now, the feeling is DeKalb really isn't quite ready to play yet, given some of their difficulties, so this really becomes a North Fulton issue. And there are folks who are concerned that if they put in this 1/2 penny sales tax right now, it might eliminate the possibility of a regional transit system later that could include perhaps Gwinnett, Cobb, and Forsyth. So the local senators don't seem to be really in favor of it. We'll see what the other ones say.
And that's I'm still watching this, and I see a lot of support that did not used to be there for transit in particular. Then you get into the question of both how is it funded, and I'm not sure they've coalesced around the answer that's on the table, but there are folks that seem confident they can get that to a vote because the answer is put it to the voters. And then beyond that, that doesn't answer, as you say, the regional question, and we both know you live in Gwinnett County. Gwinnett's starting to be open to that conversation.
Yep.
And so there may be a solution for at least the Fulton and DeKalb part of it this session. There may not.